North Atlantic great whale females leave the coast of Florida with their newly birthed calves in January and swim to the Gulf of St. Lawrence in Canada. The International Fund for Animal Welfare, IFAW, paid the marine research vessel Song of the Whale to sail from home port in Ipswich, England, to arrive in Florida last November. It has tracked the whales under sail using a variety of technologies, primarily sound. I spoke with the project's chief scientist beside the Song of the Whale in Boston.
Dr. Oliver Boisseau, what will you be doing this season?
Well, we're working with North Atlantic right whales, a critically endangered species of whales. So there are only 340 animals left in the population. So we're here to try and get a better handle on their acoustic system. So we are primarily an acoustic research vessel. We started our fieldwork in Florida in January. So we're trying to get a better handle on how the mothers and calves particularly use their vocalization, because these are the most important, the most valuable members of the population. When the population gets so small, we really need to protect the reproductively active females. We think that probably at least 20 to 30 calves need to be born into the population every year to keep it healthy. This year, 12 were born that we know of, and at least one of those is already dead. So we're trying to get a better handle of how the animals communicate. But we also do a lot of visual work and photographic, and the unique patterns of callosities, which are the markings on their head and jawline. If we get good photos of those, we can use them to identify the individuals. So the 340 or so animals in the population, almost all of them are well known from their markings. We're also using a few other tools this season. So we've got a thermal camera on board, can track them at night. With their thick blubber layer, it's essentially as if they're in a large wetsuit. So their body doesn't have much of a thermal signature. Their blow will stand out on our thermal camera, so they're very easy to track.
And they have a particular shaped blow.
That's right, the V-shaped blows. We've been working here on the Stellwagen Bank, just east of Boston, and there's lots of fin whales and sei whales and humpback. But the other species of whales tend to have a tall column. Their blow will be a tall column, whereas their right whales have a V-shaped blow. And we're really hoping to see as many V-shaped blows as we're hoping to track their migratory pattern. We're trying other new tech this season. So we've got a drone that we're hoping we can land on the water and make recordings of the animals with a hydrophone attached to the drone. So we're just using a variety of different techniques to investigate the whale behavior, where they're going, what they're saying to each other.
In Boston, Charles Matheson, WATD News.